Chapter 10 DNA. Christine Castiglia wanted to meet Justine again on Wednesday after school.
Let's go to the coffee shop on Melrose Avenue, said Christine. I'll remember better there about the boys and the van.
Great, said Justine. The coffee shop was the same as 5 years before.
My mum and I sat here, said Christine.
She went to a table near the window. Justine had yearbooks for 3 years from Gateway School, with photos of all the students. She put them on the table. Can you look at these? Maybe one of the boys is there. Christine turned the pages of the yearbooks. She stopped and looked at a photo of a group of boys.
That's him, she said.
She showed Justine. The boy had a long nose and big ears. Justine looked at the name under the photo. Rudolph Crocker. Great job, Christine, she said. She opened her laptop and looked for Rudolph Crocker. There were two in Los Angeles. The first was 66 years old. The second worked for a small company on Wilshire Boulevard. And there was a photo of him. It was the boy, 5 years older. Now, Justine needed his DNA. Justine went to see Nora Cronin at the police station.
We have DNA from Wendy Borman's clothes, she told her. It's from two men, but we don't know them. But I talked to Christine Castiglia. We looked at some photos and she saw this boy. He pushed Wendy Borman into the van. Look!
She showed Nora a photo on her computer. His name is Rudolph Crocker. He's 23 now and he lives and works in Los Angeles.
Maybe this is Steam Cleaner. And you want his DNA? Said Nora.
Yes. Can you help me? Said Justine. Nora and Justine stopped their car near Crocker's apartment building. They watched and waited. Crocker left the apartment at 6 p.m. and went for a run. He came home and at 8 p.m. he came out and got into a new dark blue Toyota van. He drove to a bar called Whiskey Blue and went in. The two women went into the bar after him. There were a lot of people in the bar. Crocker was in the corner with a man with long hair. Justine bought drinks and the two women watched. Half an hour later, the men finished their drinks and left. Nora and Justine quickly went to the men's table and took the glasses. In the car, Justine called Sai.
Can you meet us at private in 20 minutes? She asked. We have some DNA for you.
Late on Wednesday, Jack and Emilio drove back to the city from the Agora Hills. Jack left Emilio at his apartment and went to see Andy Cushman.
Jack, why are you here now? It's 1 a.m. You look tired, said Andy.
I am tired, said Jack. Today,
I drove to the Agoura Hills.
How much did you pay Beau Montgomery to kill Shelby?
Andy started to cry.
You don't understand, Jack, he said. She was with another man, that movie star. I couldn't live with that.
Jack did not speak. He hit Andy in the face 3 times and left.